happy people are 30% higher productive than normal one. Happy people are 300% more creative. How cool is that, right? 300%. Now, all you need to do is just be happy. Marhaba and how's it going, everyone? For those who are new to the show, this is Yuwab, a space dedicated to have answers to calm your mind, empowering your workplace, and trust me, eventually, it will leave you in a great state of mind to unlock your full potential. I'm your host, Sayed Ghafri. And let me just express how grateful I am for having you here and you allocating the time to hear me out. Let's do something positive today. And look, I'm smiling. What do you think? I've been talking a lot about negative feelings and so many things that goes into our life, you know? And when I said positive just now, think about that moment. What happened to you? What do you think happened? I'm sure you felt positive. I know that. Now, let me tell you an example, a real example that is happening today. The UAE, the United Arab Emirates, it's known for its awesome service. I travel the whole world, not because I'm from the UAE, but the service level here is unbelievable. And people envy the UAE for that. The customer service is just amazing. What the UAE did a while ago, they called those customer service centers customer happiness center. Wallahi, trust me, every time I walk to a ministry or a place where I want to finalize something, let's say an application or a process, and I see that, I don't know, I feel happy about it. I have a smile in my face. Now, the UAE did that, and it's just amazing. And it tells you that by having that, and they're banking on it, it's been a while since they have it, it's really working. And what I like is they have that, they have like a very nice survey when you have the service done with just faces. Not, you know, when you call a call center, they have this 1 to 5, yeah, because it's on the phone. But again, it's just, you know, those faces where it's really sad and it's happy. Yeah. How cool is that? Really, it's, for me, I mean, I haven't seen this anywhere in the world. Now, in the beginning, when it happened, I remember, I was like, why would you do that? Why would you change a customer service to customer happiness? Those places are just so draining, honestly. And you know that your application would take ages for it to be completed. The whole concept of happiness is just fluffy, honestly. I mean, honestly, it's not really like, you know, integrity, credibility. It's extremely fluffy. I felt that way. But over time, I really realized the power of this powerful impact on the customers and also on the employees. Naturally, when you call that place such a thing, it really leaves a great impact on not only on people, but also the employees. And this tells you that the UAE is again way ahead. And I'm so proud to be an Emirati, honestly, when it comes to that. Let me tell you what happened then. Then I studied happiness. And they called it something nice. They called it positive psychology. Yeah, it's a much more scientific or acceptable terminology for our workplace. But in simpler terms, it's just happiness. And we did, I think, 4 weeks in my coaching certifications, honestly. And when I read the curriculum at that time, when I saw happiness, I was like, why are we studying it? Honestly, why would we need it? But to be completely honest with you, I felt in love with the concept. Although cheesy, but again, super powerful. And just think this way. Just think. you smile at someone, what will happen? Yeah, they would think that you're weird. Okay, maybe. And depend on the culture you're in, naturally. You don't want that to happen to you. But again, naturally, if you're in a workplace and people know you and you smile and people know that you are cultivating that thing, they would smile back at you, right? But I know in some instances, that smile could mean sarcasm, okay? But again, I'm trying to be positive today as much as possible. So help me out, guys. Or someone shakes your hand in the morning. Oh boy, what will happen? It's just powerful. Try it tomorrow or the day after or today. Just do it. Shake hand. Tap someone's on the back. These are easy stuff that really stimulate happiness within people. Yeah? Now, I even went deep because some people say, why should we do it? I mean, honestly speaking, although it's easy, but we always want the complex scientific methodologies on how to improve our life. But hear me out now. And this is what research is saying. All right? It's saying that happy people are 30% higher productive than normal one. I know. It's awesome. It's really awesome. I was going to curse now. Research also says that happy people sell more by 37%. I'm sure you agree with me on this one. If you have two people, one is smiling and one is not, who are you going to go to? Most likely, you're going to go to the person who is demonstrating positive feeling, not necessarily smiling, right? Because it could be cheesy, or it could be, if you go to another country, it could sound a little bit, but again, if he's welcoming, if he's telling you, please come, you're going to go there. These people sell more, especially when they approach people in a very positive way. Last week, I went to a theme park in Dubai. And when I went with my kids, this happened to me. The conductor of the ride, one conductor of the ride was absolutely joyful. Even my kids loved him. You know, he was really pushing people, motivating people, cheering them, etc. And I felt I even loved it. We went to another ride. God damn it, that other guy was so much, honestly, in a negative mood. I even felt that I want to complain about that guy. It's a theme park for kids, goddammit. You need to demonstrate, you need to show that positive feeling, you know, it's not good. And the last one is, research says that happy people are 300% more creative. How cool is that, right? 300%. Now, all you need to do is just be happy. Yeah. Not only that, when you basically, when you laugh or when you are happier, you're much more healthier. You demonstrate positive feelings. Your whole hormonal system, your chemicals, your body chemicals are really different. It makes your immune system much more stronger. Right? And everyone today who is my age or older, or maybe younger, they're thinking about their longevity. All of them. And we spend a lot of money on that. On anti-aging products, cosmetic centers. And again, smiling or laughing is for free. Why not cultivate that? So today, I'm going to leave you with four things. What is really happiness or positive psychology for those who prefer those fancy terminology? And how can you cultivate that? The second element is, how can an individual cultivate happiness? And the third one is, and workplaces don't like that, how do workplaces perceive happiness? How do they look at it? And the fourth element and the last one is, how can leadership today, if you're convinced, how can you influence happiness in your workplace today? Yeah? So the first element of today's episode is, what is really happiness? Yeah? Is it just smiling? No, it's not. It could be. But again, people view that in a culture as you're a weirdo. يعني خبل. Why is he smiling at me? What is really wrong with me? Some people are like that, by the way. You could just smile back. As simple as that. And some people may view it as you're not really serious. Right? You get that. I get that a lot sometimes. I mean, I've been told that I joke a lot, but my intention is different. My intention is to create or change the scene a little bit, just from a negative to a positive, kind of a feel sometimes. And I do it well most of the time. Now, just think of it this way. It's just experiencing positive emotions, not necessarily smiling or laughing. It's you being joyful. You're joyful. Your humor, you're much more humor. You have an act of kindness, gratitude, or caring. These are all good stuff that we can do. And all of them are for free, by the way. And if you do it, you're going to feel much more better. When you do that, all right, when you think about also positive psychology, it's that sense of life satisfaction. So it's the positive emotions or feelings. It's the life, the sense of life satisfaction. And thank God, alhamdulillah, I wish you all a very blessed life, honestly, because if you have that satisfaction, you're in a good space. And the most important thing is, and the easiest thing is, no negative feelings. That's when you cultivate positive psychology. Now, the second element of today's episode is how to cultivate happiness, right? I'm going to go through a couple of stuff. The first one is gratitude. Always be grateful for what you have. قول دوم الحمد لله دائما وابدا. Let me share with you, something that happens with someone that I really dear in the morning. Every time I see this guy say, I always tell him, how are you doing today? And you know what he tells me? He tells me, I'm very glad I woke up this morning and I saw the sun. So beautiful, honestly, and so simple. Let me share with you another story. One time I remember I was with someone going to a meeting. And I saw two gardeners, relaxing under a tree. And honestly, I was very stressed at that time. I was going into a meeting, extremely tensed. And I saw these two guys relaxing. And I was like, wow, I wish if I was them. Honestly, I was like that. And then my colleague told me, Saeed, be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you have. You know, not necessarily these guys have what you have. And recently, someone told me a few days ago, when you go to a hospital, God forbids you don't go to a hospital, you see a lot of people, ill people, diseases, etc. Always be grateful for what you have. You're strong, you're healthy. This is very important. Gratitude is the first one. The second one is be optimistic. Really, in meetings, at home, when you go into a situation, try to be optimistic as much as possible. Let me share with you another story about gratitude. And it's basically, next time you go to the hospital, God forbid you don't do that, you should be just look around before I talk about anything. Just look around. You're going to see ill people, people with diseases, chronic ones. Just be grateful that you are healthy and you're in a very good state compared to them. This really demonstrates gratitude. Now, the second element is And it's very important. Just be optimistic. When you go to a meeting, when you are surrounded with people, if you're optimistic, your energy will be positive. Even in a situation where it's a crisis. Yes, you have to make decisions, but if you're optimistic, people will have that energy. Think of it when we say, there's that saying is, the glass is half full or half empty. Just be optimistic. The third one is, avoid overthinking and worrying. And I spoke about that. I have a full episode about worrying. Really what helps here is mindful meditation. Really, it helps you because when you practice meditation, you overcome these thoughts. The fourth element here is be kind, not only at work. I mean, naturally, you have to be kind at work, but also outside work. What you could do is you can volunteer or honestly, just be nice with anyone. Just imagine you're driving and you let someone pass in front of you. That's you being kind. Yeah. And if you do it, you can have that positive feeling going into your mind and in your body. The fifth element here is, and this is very strong for me, build a strong and meaningful network and relationships. Trust me, when you are in trouble or stressed, only friends and true friends and family members would carry you forward, not anyone else. Yeah. Now, let me tell you something. And this is something that I really miss. I used to have two people at work where whenever I am stressed or in a bad situation, I'm having all these negative energy happening. I go to them. Wallahi, they make me laugh my back out. Honestly, I laugh so hard and I recharge and then I go and do my work. I reach out to them when I'm really in a bad mood, and they really lift my spirit up. So the fifth one is build meaningful relationships. The sixth one is ensure you have a resilience, which is very strong, right? Listen, life is not easy. Just know that, okay? Noises, family, I was going to say, demands, dramas, a demanding boss, it's just stress and pressure. And it's normal, right? You just need to learn how to cope with that. And I have a complete episode on resilience and basically how to overcome that. But in a nutshell, you need to be present. You really need to be present. And you need to be in the moment. When you do that, you can read the dynamics well if you're in a meeting. Or you are with your family. And then it won't be more all about you. It will be about the people around you. Yeah? So when you do that, it will be a great outcome from that meeting. And you need it. And remember, having a good resilience means that you need to have strong values that can ground you down whenever needed. And these are very important and you need to know it. And something very important is you need to be physically strong for any stress that happens to you. So this is the sixth one. The seventh one is, this is something that is easy, but it's difficult because our ego comes into the picture when it happens. It is, we need to let go and move on. Just forgive, even if you're at fault. Let me share with you a story. I remember one time I was in a meeting. One guy just burst at me. I'm like, what's wrong with this dude? Really, what's wrong with him? I didn't do anything wrong. And he just stepped out and left. And I felt bad, honestly. I couldn't really continue the day. So what I did is, I just went to his office and I told him, I'm sorry. Although it is his fault. The eighth one is, and that's the last one, is when you have a strong purpose in life, and you have a commitment or a goal to achieve, you're just going to have a positive feeling about it, right? And that's really important because then you're going to be determined to do it, all right? Now, Having said that, and talking about the good things and how to cultivate happiness, what do people think about happiness at work? When you say happiness at work, these are stuff that I've really encountered during my corporate experience is, you know, when you cultivate positive emotions or happiness, really people think that you are weak, honestly. And that's why people don't do it, because they try to be, they pretend to be strong. Now, honestly, it's a disclaimer. It's very important that the environment itself that you work in encourage you and support you to do it. Because if it doesn't, then it's not good for you. It's going to be dangerous. So it's very important that this perception that it makes you weak, it's not. I think it makes you much more stronger. Now, the second thing, this is like a myth about happiness at work, is happiness is all about celebrations or smiling, right? Now, not necessarily. And you know, what happened is that when people celebrate, especially when it's for a strong purpose, let's say that someone or a team achieved something, when they celebrate that, it demonstrates a very strong positive emotions. And it's going to make them much more happier and much more productive. Now, take that. I've seen that in corporates, and I've done that. You force celebration and you ask people to come. And this is where it's not going to be really impactful, because people will be forced to come and they're just going to maybe eat cake or drink, I don't know, tea or coffee. Yeah. And that will not make people happy ultimately. The third one is happiness is linked to bonuses and monetary value. Yes. But only for a short term. Only for a short term. Now, we need to ensure that people are paid fairly first. When that happens, then I don't think that people would think about be getting paid. They want the other stuff, the stuff that encouraged them. And I'm going to talk about that. The fourth one is happiness is the responsibility of the human resources department. And it's governed by policies, rewards, and meetings. Honestly speaking, everyone should cultivate happiness irrespective. If you basically did well, celebrate with the team without even going into processes, logging a request that you want to celebrate. Just celebrate for the heck of celebrating. Tap someone on the back, right? And it's not an HR thing. It's a manager responsibility and also anyone's responsibility. Ya akhi, hatta al manager, if he has done well, then the team can go and say, hey, let's go and celebrate about this whole thing. So it's a responsibility for everyone, not only HR. Now, the fourth aspect of today's episode is, how can leadership influence happiness in the workplace or even at home, not necessarily in work? The first one is empathy. Really, the first one is empathy. And empathy for me plays a big role here, because you're listening and you're seeing what your employees want. And you are going to notice when they're happy and where they're not, or demonstrating positive emotions. Even at home, when you basically go back home, you're really exhausted. You see how your family are reacting. And that's very important. Empathy here plays a big role. The second thing is, think about having flexible policies in place. And think of career growth. These two things. Now, what happens when you have flexible policies? This will allow people to have flexible working hours. It will give people a little bit of autonomy to do their work. And people want that because they feel that belonging aspect when it comes to that. And they are there to contribute. Yeah? And they're going to be part of the bigger picture. And what will happen? It will stimulate positive emotions. And the second element here is, when you think about career growth, when anyone thinks about career growth, what will happen? They will immediately stimulate feelings like, oh, these people care about me. And then they're going to have that belonging feeling. And they're going to give you more, and they're going to be much more creative. And they're going to demonstrate positive feelings. And that's what you want. Yeah. The third thing that leadership can do here is push down decision making. Make people accountable. When that happens, people will feel like they are in control. And they will feel that they are important. And they are important, by the way. It's not like I'm making this up. And that stimulates positive feelings because it gives them that hormonal rush when it comes to decisions, facing challenges without the dependence of someone else. The fourth one is, and I like that, is, you know, morning meetings or huddles. You know, I miss that so much because now I'm in a managerial role and I don't do it very well. But these are powerful get together kind of a thing in the morning where we encourage each one and you lift all these positive feelings when it comes to the people. The last one is really encourage a culture of recognition, not necessarily forced, as I mentioned before. When anything happens, let's say someone does something small, it could be a tap on the back. That's a good celebration and a good recognition. So encourage that. That's a really, really good culture. You know, after hearing all that, I am sure that this has changed your mindset about happiness. I'm 100% sure, even if it's 10 or 20%, because this is one of the most powerful concepts that I feel that when I went into it deeply, I learned a lot. But hey, I'm very keen to hear from you about your experience and your plans about how you're going to cultivate happiness, whether at work, all right, or at home. And I hope it's not still a fluffy concept after hearing all that. All right? So let me hear your comments or share them with me here on YouTube or in my LinkedIn. I'm very curious to know about how you feel about happiness. So until next time, thanks for being with me. And I'd like you to take care of yourself and those who you care about. And if you find this episode very beneficial, please like and share it with your loved ones. And also subscribe to my channels. You can find me on YouTube, Apple Podcast, and Spotify for now. Ma'a salam.